Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian, we got Bill from Milwaukee texting in as well, saying, too many bones in the groundhog. Too many bones.
Too many bones?
Apparently. So
they have extra bones?
I don't know.
Or is their bone structure tiny, not whole?
Yeah, just a ton of tiny bones, so difficult to get to the meat. I'm not quite sure, but that's...
Well, chicken bones aren't that big.
True.
They're tiny, but maybe they just... You know, have all their muscles in a certain way. I don't know. It's
well, Bill's review of the groundhog meat is too many bones.
All right, fair enough. I
appreciate
like
the input. I've never consumed a groundhog. I've never consumed the woodchuck. So it's I think
rib tips are delicious, but the rib tips just have too much stuff you got to spit out. It's just you're already full of like barbecue everywhere. I don't need to just. Have it and then spit everywhere and then have a bunch of... I'm messy enough.
Fair enough. Oh, Bill's saying in the rabbit. Excuse me. Sorry.
Oh, in the rabbit. No, structurally, I think they all kind of have the similar amount of bones, but that's just me. But I would believe that too.
Let's move on. So
let's move on to the Groundhog Day that is the Gableman situation, because for a guy that used to be to have a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, right? You'd think that, let's say, if he were to, I don't know, present himself in front of a court, he may, I don't know, have a better outcome than the consistent losing that he has been doing.
Yeah. It's a day that ends in Y, so Gableman's losing in court here in Wisconsin because he has very few legs to stand on, legally speaking. When you don't keep records for a review that you've been doing for the better part of a year now, Brian, it's really hard to back up your case in court. Just so to let you know, if you ever, you know, go on a legislative-funded camp, just... review of nothing and you really are taking the money and saying that you're doing a lot of work reviewing something that a lot of people contend is not even there to find, but you're going on this fool's errand and you're convinced that you are going to find the things that you're looking for, but you're not keeping records of anything. It may be very difficult for you to go into court and back up the things that you've alleged. An FYI.
And think about this from the judge's point of view, from the person who's presiding over this case. Like, you know, all right, so your mom, right? You have a brother, right?
I have two.
You have two. I'm assuming since you're the Eagle Scout, you're the one who is the responsible one and things did. We'll just go with that for now.
Well,
we're not going to get into the arguments.
We're a scouting family, so all three of us are Eagle Scouts, and my sister has the gold award as well for scouts. So,
all right, let's talk about a hypothetical person who's a really good person that isn't you, that is a good person. So that's how they differentiate, you see. The Eagle Scout kid, right? And the mom sees the Eagle Scout kid, and that person's responsible. The mom can go and say, hey, take out the garbage, and the kid will go and do that. But then there's the other kid who's an idiot and does a bunch of stupid stuff all the time and is hardly ever there or hardly ever doing anything. And that kid, you know... you expect to have something stupid happen, right? So my point is that as the judge looking at, you know, a former Supreme Court justice for the state, you might think that that person might have a better, like...
Some pretty high
expectations.
Expect
more.
Yeah.
My point is you're not looking at that person going, oh, this is the stupid brother that is going to mess up. You might say, I expected better out of you, or perhaps maybe anything out of you. You know, But turns out that brother that was the Eagle Scout just happens to have a badge and is a jerk otherwise. That's you, Luke. That's what I was trying to get at.
I'm trying
to figure
out.
Way to dodge that by going and saying all your brothers have Eagle Scouts. That's fine. Fine.
Well, I wanted to make sure the record was fair, that I wasn't undermining
them.
It's
great. I started to get in reality, and now we had to completely messed up the
analogy. I threw your hypothetical completely off course, and I apologize
for
that.
It's like Groundhog Day all over again.
Hey, Brian. Happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day to you.
I'm having a lot of fun with this. The fact that we're just repeating it over and over again is...
Well, the whole point is that it's, hey, look, it's a lawsuit, and then Gableman's in court,
yes.
And then he loses, and then does the same thing again, over and over again.
Yes, and so to let everybody know, in on the headline, for what Gableman loss we are talking about today. We got Patrick Marley reporting over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A judge has allowed Voces de la Frontera to join a lawsuit challenging subpoenas in the GOP election review. So as we all found out last month, in the month of January, Gableman slapped at the end of December a ton of subpoenas out to a variety of different groups, including Voces de la Frontera. And Voces pretty much immediately, in light of finding out that the subpoena was there, said, well, we're going to go to court. We're not going to comply with this subpoena because we don't believe the grounds of this subpoena are valid. And so they wanted to join a lawsuit that Attorney General Josh Call is a part of on behalf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, saying, yeah, these subpoenas by the Gableman Review aren't valid. And Gableman was like, no, you got to do separate lawsuits. We got to do separate. You got to keep it all separate. You can't combine forces. We got to keep these
for separate. No legal reason whatsoever that I can come up with.
Yeah, just pretty much because I say so. It was essentially the judge slapped this down very quickly, and from everything that I can see, Brian, like the judge was pretty fed up with their answer. The judge wanted to make sure it was like, I'm not going to waste the judicial calendar's time. I'm not going to waste taxpayer funds for you to defend what you contend to be the legality of these subpoenas by separating these lawsuits. So the judge wasn't really hearing any of it. Gableman took another loss. Voces de la Frontera is going to be joining the Wisconsin Elections Commission and in that lawsuit fighting off these subpoenas. And who knows? Maybe there was a Nebraska software company, election software company based in Nebraska that also got slapped with one of these subpoenas. And maybe they'll join the lawsuit as well just to save everybody some time and striking just, down these.
It'll all have to go through Gableman before he presides over the judge that is presiding over the case, right? It just reminds me of like when the rich person goes into the bar and he's like, don't you know who I am? And everyone's like, no, don't care. No one cares. But it's me. I am Gableman. No one cares.
Who?
Just do the thing.
Yeah.
That's great. You're Gableman. Hi, good to see you. Finish it. By the way, I'm playing this song, Janet, because by Black Cat by Janet Jackson, because that Janet documentary on Lifetime, pretty darn awesome. Go check it out.
Fantastic. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. We got Daryl Ingram coming up next, so stay tuned.
I like that guy.